You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Dive boat captain Jerry Boylan takes 34 people on an ocean tour off the coast of California. Boylan frantically radios for help when a fire breaks out, telling his four crew members to abandon ship rather than fight the fire, trapping passengers below deck. Boylan, the first off the ship.
And that's an interesting point, Nancy. Boylan has already faced manslaughter charges for the incident, but he's been indicted again after a judge threw out the original case. The waters are murky around Boylan's and the ship's owner's responsibility in the maritime disaster, but a statute dating back to before the Civil War, known as seaman's manslaughter, may ensure Boylan receives a 10-year sentence for each charge.
Boylan pleads not guilty to 34 charges of manslaughter, accused of failing to train his crew, conduct fire drills, and post a night watchman on the boat. Umar Al-Katul shares a manifesto he wrote detailing his hatred of Jews online, tells one person it's written in the context of an attack on the Jews.
The FBI issues a warning and posts extra patrols at New Jersey's synagogues after discovering the threats written by the 18-year-old. The document, entitled When Swords Collide, accuses Jewish communities of promoting hatred against Muslims and that he does not regret this attack and more coming.
Al-Katul charged with transmitting a threat, facing 5 years behind bars. That's certainly not enough. Philip Berquist meets up with three friends on the shore of the Red River, but his friends have sinister intentions. Joseph Poitras holds Berquist down while George Ortiz stabs him. The victim briefly gets away, collapsing at the river's edge. Ortiz then slits his throat, rolling him into the river.
That's right. North Dakota cops discover Berquist's body downstream and use surveillance footage and interviews with several homeless people known to camp in the area to piece together what happened. This isn't the first violent act the group was involved in. Berquist previously witnessed Joseph Poitras stab a man outside a Fargo Walmart.
After the stabbing, David Ramirez disposes of Ortiz's bloody clothing. He's charged with tampering with evidence. Poitras gets accomplice to murder. Ortiz charged with murder. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Two twin infants were among the five family members found dead inside their North Phoenix home in what is now being investigated as a murder-suicide. Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Police say two adults and three children had obvious signs of trauma, but the causes of death have not yet been released. The five have been identified as 44-year-old Jason Michael Hudgens, 40-year-old Marla Jordan Hudgens, and the couple's three children, 3-year-old Christopher and 2 6-month-old twin girls, Gwen and Faye. Authorities say Jason Hudgens is believed to be the lone suspect in the homicide case and was found with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head.
Police also say details about what led up to the incident remain under investigation, but early information indicates there was an open propane tank inside the home and a gas line that wasn't attached to a kitchen appliance. A medical examiner now says that three University of Virginia football players who were shot on a bus as they returned from a field trip each died of a gunshot wound to the head. The cause of death for Lavelle Davis Jr., Deshaun Perry, and Devin Chandler was released in response to a request from the Associated Press. The students were shot late on the evening of November 13th as they returned to campus after traveling to Washington to see a play and have dinner together. Authorities have said that Christopher Darnell Jones Jr., a UVA student and former member of the football team who was on the trip, began shooting students on the charter bus as it pulled to a stop at a campus parking garage. Mexican prosecutors say they have opened an investigation into the death of a U.S. woman seen being beaten in a video that has gone viral. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Prosecutors in the state of Baja California Sur say they are investigating the death of a woman they identified only as a foreigner. She died at a resort development in the town of San Jose del Cabo. A state official, who is not authorized to be quoted by name, confirmed the victim was Shanquella Robinson. The official also confirmed that the group she had been traveling with had since left Mexico.
A video apparently taped at a luxury villa in San Jose del Cabo shows one woman, apparently an American, beating another woman. Investigators say the driver, who plowed into dozens of law enforcement recruits, did it on purpose. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva spoke with our friends at News Nation.
They have developed probable cause to believe it was intentional.
The driver, identified by law enforcement as 22-year-old Nicholas Joseph Gutierrez, was detained near the scene of the crash. He was later arrested and booked on suspicion of attempted murder of a peace officer and was being held without bail. But CBS Los Angeles is now reporting that the driver was later released after authorities said they had insufficient evidence. The sheriff's department said it would continue to investigate and may arrest Gutierrez again.
Christian Perez, unhappy with life in Miami, decides to steal his boss's boat and sail to Cuba. He hits a huge snag when the boat breaks down and the 30-year-old has to call Coast Guard to rescue him. Perez's boss already reported the boat stolen, so as soon as he's rescued, he's cuffed for larceny. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.